Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
Be regular therapy. There are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is KC, and you just tuned in to the Speaking Freedom Radio Show. Okay. So I'm your life enhancement coaching specialist. As a life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to enhance your life wherever you are, taking you wherever you desire to be. Now, I do that with my educational background, my life experience, and the research that I have done to develop a new theory of psychology, which is called spiritual human behavior. And it is kind of like the step process of the soul awakening and how to heal yourself in the process of dealing with life. Okay, so today is Monday. I know it's tough for some people. So, if no other day during the week, we do motivation and money Mondays, okay? So, with that being said, I want to motivate you. I want to help you grow. I want to help you to start where you are right here, right now, today, tomorrow, and every day for the rest of the days of your life. It's the end of April, so we're going to close out this month with a shebang. And because we're closing out this month with a shebang, we are getting you ready to start the next month with full force, with focused mind, with a new way of thinking, or at least a spark. Now, it's May coming, which means graduation season, school is getting out, and summer break. And parents, we got to keep you motivated too. Look, I got two children, and although they occupy themselves mostly now, especially because they're 8 and 9, but I still get a tad bit of anxiety when it's summertime. Only because in the summertime, listen, parents have to buy extra food. The children want more things, and you got to keep them busy and find them something to do. Now, I am in a position where I'm blessed to not have to go to a job during the summertime. So I can spend that ample time with my children, feeding into them with knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and all those type of things. So what we want you to do is start to prepare for the summer. First part of motivation, because parents need some extra push sometime, and I know I need an extra push sometimes too, but I've learned to push myself, and I've done that by preparations. If you prepare for your summer early, then you don't have to figure out what you're going to do with your children. If you have to take them to a child care provider, or if you put them into camp, just make sure that you're planning out what you're going to do to spend time with your children on their summer break, because there should never be a time where you don't have time to put in to spend with your children. Now, don't quit your job because it's the summertime, but I do want you to plan some one-on-one time with your children. And if you have more than one child, then plan that one-on-one time with both of your children or your multiple children. They need you more than your job needs you, more than a lot of outside things. People need you. Your children need you the most. So my motivation for you getting ready for summer is to plan your summer out. Plan some time with them. Plan what you want them to accomplish this summer, whether it's learning how to ride a bike, whether it's going on their first road trip, whether it's an amusement park, whether it's a vacation, or if you're just staying at home and doing some things at home. Make it so that you have time to feed into your children. Part one. Next, because it's the end of April, tomorrow is the first of the month. Get up. So we're going to close out this full moon, last day of the month, with some hope. The full moon for this month, from my understanding with reading some posts online, is that you're supposed to, with every full moon, it's a new awakening. It's the opportunity to begin anew. It's the opportunity to close out whatever has been going on and to renew your mind and open up your soul and your spirit to new things. So, for your motivation for this last day of April, what I would like to do is encourage you. Next month, May is tomorrow. Next month is tomorrow. What are you doing? What are you planning to accomplish for the month of May? I want you to get your goal list together. Look at your goal list if you already have one. Look at your vision board. Is there anything that you can say, okay, this is what I want to accomplish for the month of May? This is what I have planned. This is the things that I need to do. These are the things that I want to complete. Start where you are. Listen, you can build a free website. You can get free airtime if you want to do a podcast. You can. It's a whole lot of free options available. So if money is your excuse for not starting, you have the internet that offers too many free options for you to not start doing something right now. You don't have to wait. Don't wait to the perfect time. Time will never be perfect. It will never be the opportune moment for you to get to where you're trying to get to or to build the things that you want to build. The time is now. It's your time now. It's it's my time now. Now, if you would like, you can go purchase that book, It's My Time by Casey Winslow. If you Google search it, you'll be able to find it. You can also find it on speakingfreedom.org or edu/freedom.org. And there you can purchase the book. Now, as we move along, I really want you to be motivated. Like, I'm trying to make this more fun, more interesting, but at the end of the day, you have to motivate you. Can't nobody motivate you until you believe in you. I could tell you all the things, all the great things that God can do. I could tell you all the paths that the universe can create for you. But until you say, you know what? I'm capable of this. I can do this. I want this. I need this. I want to go in a different direction. Then you will delay in seeing change. But when you make that decision, change is right before you. The first step, you will begin to see change. Your goal is, that's your first step. Write down your goals. I don't care how outlandish it may seem. I don't care if you by chance are homeless and got an opportunity to listen to this show. If you set your intentions to own a home, you can own a home. How Speaking Freedom will help you get in touch with the right people that will help you repair your life in whatever areas that help you get homeless. My particular portion is soul healing and heart healing and manifestation. However, we have different people, different companies, different organizations that offer the supplemental things. So we have Love Beyond Walls. They work with homeless people. They help you get jobs. They walk for a cause. Then you have different credit repair places that I can help link you with to help you. Now, some of these things are free. Some things will not be free. But we can build you up into a place to where you can afford the things that are not free. Start your website. If on your vision board you need to build a brand, then you need to start a website. Go start a website for free. You don't have to pay $400 for a website to get started. You can go right now and get you a website. You can go get you a domain name for $5.99 for probably about or $12.99 for a year. And then you can go and you can link your domain name to your free website. And that's no more than $12. That's what you need to get started. You don't have to pay for everything that you need. However, if you want to start selling things, but this is the thing, even if you want to sell clothes or something, they have sites where you can go and make custom clothes and then sell it from the site, and you're still not paying a dime, and they will pay you money for everything that you sell. You have no excuse to not be great. The only excuse that you have to not be great are the ones that you make for yourself. Stop making excuses. You are capable of everything that you set your mind to. I wouldn't care if you were homeless. I wouldn't care if you were in the hospital sick. You set your mind. If the doctors tell you that you're sick and you're going to die, you set your mind to live. You inspire yourself to live. You do everything in your power to be and get healthy. I mean, I can only encourage you. I can't force you. Your free will is your choice. So I cannot force you to do the things that will help you to succeed or to help you change your life. You have to take the initiative. You have to decide that you want to do better, that you want to live better, that you want to be better, that you want to ball out, whatever balling out is to you. Now, this is the disclaimer. Success is different for everybody. So for one person, success could be becoming a millionaire. For another person, success is maintaining a healthy relationship. For another person, success is being a good parent or balancing parenting and working. For another person, success is being able to have a vacation once every blue moon, but you enjoy life every day. You cannot drink your problems away. You cannot smoke your problems away. At the end of the day, you are always with you. No matter where you move, no matter what you, who you place yourself around, even if you place yourself around millionaires, but you don't want to embrace the thinking of millionaire mindset and a mogul mindset, it'll be hard for you to become a millionaire. They can give you all the advice in the world, but if you don't want to apply it to your life, then all the advice in all the advice in the world will not get you anywhere, because you have to take the initiative to apply the things that you're told that you are motivated to do to your life. If right now something crosses your mind, you get an idea, oh man, that just made me think about this. That made me want to do this. Write it down. don't take yourself lightly. Take yourself serious. You can take everybody else around you lightly, but take you serious. The moment that you take yourself serious, the moment you'll see your life begin to change. You are not just some girl from the hood. You are not just some street guy. You were made here with a purpose. I want you to learn your purpose. Our program helps you to develop and learn your purpose as you develop and learn yourself. Now, this is only 15 minutes of motivation, but tomorrow we're going to get back at it again. But for right now, focus. I want you to focus. What do you want for yourself? Where do you see yourself? It's not selfish to put yourself first. You cannot help anybody else effectively if you put yourself last. Tearing down yourself to build other people up will never benefit you. Be great. Believe in yourself. Understand who you are. Accept and embrace who you are. And life will be full. You'll grow. You'll have visions. You'll see things manifest before your eyes. But you have to take you serious first.
We are kings, we are gods. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this lifetime. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets. The Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping. Disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha. If you didn't know.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not kissing.
This is Speaking Freedom and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.